Morning, Oregon, and happy Friday. I'm Finn J.D. John, FJ at OffbeatOregon.com, and this is the Daily Offbeat Oregon History Podcast. Thanks for joining me, and I hope you enjoy the show today. This story was first published on July 29th of 2012, under the headline Rusty Derelict Turned Out to Be Historic Liberty Ship Lifeboat. Here we go. In February of 2011, Mike Malone of Zigzag put his boat into the Columbia River at St. Helens and headed upstream. On his way past Sovie Island, Mike decided to put ashore and investigate a curious derelict tri-hull boat that he'd noticed there many times before while he'd been trolling for spring Chinook salmon along that part of the river. It was lodged high on the bank by Collins Beach, apparently washed there by the flood of 1996. The tri-hull was huge and weird-looking, something like a flying saucer made of ferro cement with three fins on the bottom and a flying bridge at the back. Quote, "When this thing was on the water, it must have been a bizarre-looking sight," Mike said. But there was something else there, too, something even more interesting than the tri-hull, although it didn't look that way at first. It was a rusty old steel rowboat, long and deep and double-ended. Quote, "I've seen it many times over the years as I fished for springers," spring Chinook salmon, "and most or all of that time it was upside down, partly buried in the sand," Mike said. "However, when I was there last February, it had just been flipped over and dragged toward the vegetation line with a piece of heavy equipment." Now that the boat was right side up, Mike could see that it was a steel lifeboat, and there was a manufacturer's plate visible. "Globe American Corp.," it read. "Kokomo, Indiana." The tag also told Mike the lifeboat was 24 feet long and had been built in June 1944. 1944, eh? Mike, a serious history buff, took a second look. Could this rusty hulk have a World War II story associated with it? When he got home, Mike got on the computer and looked for info on the mysterious lifeboat. He learned that the Globe American Corp. was a small manufacturer of kitchen ranges and heaters. When the war broke out, its general manager, Alden Chester, came up with the idea of retooling the works to make lifeboats for the Liberty ships that were already pouring out of the shipyards, including one shipyard in Portland, at a rate of 3 or 4 a week. Despite having no experience building boats, Globe developed a prototype, got the contract, and soon was cranking out fully appointed 24-footers at a rate of 1 every 2 hours. Finding one of these on the beach 70 years later was an amazing discovery. The junky old derelict was indeed a veteran, and was, moreover, one of the last surviving pieces of Portland's role in the phenomenal Liberty Ship story. Most of the Liberty ships are gone now. There are just two still afloat, the Jeremiah O'Brien, berthed in San Francisco, and the John W. Brown in Baltimore. All the others, more than 4,000 of them, have been cut up for scrap or are rusting away in remote boneyards. Quote, "After studying up on Liberty and Victory ship lifeboats, I realized that the lifeboat on Collins Beach is a rare World War II naval artifact," Mike said. "In fact, searching the web led to no other Liberty ship lifeboats." Mike wondered what the story of this particular lifeboat was. It had been built in the summer of 1944. Could it have seen action? Plenty of Liberty ships took torpedoes and bombs in the last year of the war, and their crews rowed away from sinking ships in Globe lifeboats. Could this have been one of them? He contacted the Columbia River Maritime Museum in Astoria. They were very interested in the boat. So Mike got on the phone and found the government agency responsible for Collins Beach on Sovie Island and got hold of the area manager. Quote, "The area manager was happy to write a letter transferring ownership to the museum," Mike said. "They had no idea of the lifeboat's heritage and considered it to be a piece of abandoned junk. The manager asked me to work with his maintenance director to help load the lifeboat onto a trailer for transport." But when Mike called the maintenance director, he learned that just a few days after he'd found and photographed the boat, it had been hauled off the beach, squashed into a ball, and trucked away to a scrapyard. It was gone. Quote, "It was pretty disappointing to have to give this news to the museum in Astoria," Mike said. "It still makes me sick to think about how close I got to having the lifeboat donated to the Columbia River Maritime Museum, only to learn I was too late." The news isn't all bad, though. Quote,
after I posted the story on iFish, a member of that site emailed me saying that he knows where a similar lifeboat is, abandoned on another island in the Columbia,
Mike said.
One of these days, I'm going to follow up on that one.
Key sources in this story have included works by iFish.net's Life in General Forum, The Rotarian Magazine, and correspondence with Mike Malone.
Well, that's our show for today. Thanks again for listening. And by the way, if you haven't yet, check out our Offbeat Oregon books. They're a lot like these columns, only expanded and updated to take advantage of a less restrictive format. We've got Heroes and Rascals of Old Oregon, Love, Sex, and Murder in Old Oregon, Bad Ideas and Horrible People in Old Oregon, and eventually the plan is for 8 of them to be out, although how many there are out right now depends on when you hear this. They're a lot of fun and would look great on your bookshelf. This podcast is part of Offbeat Oregon History, a public history resource for the state we love. Check out our hub page at offbeatoregon.com to explore all the other things we do or to find the full citations and visuals that go with today's show. Our theme music is by the Atlas String Band and was written by Carmen Ficarra. Listen and download more at atlasstringband.com. Offbeat Oregon History episodes are uploaded every weekday morning at around 6 a.m., so it'll be a couple of days before you get your next fix. But of course, Monday morning will be here before we know it. And that's the latest news from here in Offbeat Oregon's Sulphur Springs studio. So now it's time for you and me both to go out there and fill up the rest of the day and the weekend with good stuff. Bye now.